Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, December 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Mission IR News breaks: Ucor Rare Metals Inc. TESXXXUURF spotlighted as samarium supply risks intensify. Ucor Rare Metals Inc. TOTESTU is highlighted as a key player in North American critical minerals security, particularly in samarium supply. The latest U.S. Geological Survey draft ranking shows samarium with the highest supply disruption risk among critical minerals for 2025, emphasizing the importance of Ucor's planned Ontario-based samarium gadolinium refining facility. Ucor aims to rebuild a Western-controlled supply chain for critical materials, addressing the heavy global production concentration in a single country. Through strategic partnerships, Ucor plans to develop rare earth processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska, as well as the Boken-Dotson Ridge Rare Heavy REE project in Alaska. For more information, visit Ucor.com. Rock breaks: Why Canamara Energy Metals Corp., OTQTF, is one to watch. Canamara Energy Metals Corp., EMTF, a rare earth and critical metals exploration company, focuses on developing a diversified portfolio of opportunities across the Americas. The company targets jurisdictions with supportive regulatory frameworks and strategic relevance, aiming to diversify rare earth supply chains. Canamara's assets include ionic clay systems in Brazil, carbonatite complexes in the U.S. and Canada, and underexplored terrains with significant indicators. With a vision to support North American rare earth supply chains, Canamara aims to unlock long-term value through systematic data-driven exploration aligned with global demand for critical minerals. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at apn.fm/ETF. InGroup named top North American agency by Costa Cruise Lines. InGroup International, the parent company of InCruises, has been named the largest North American agency for Costa Cruises, receiving Costa's prestigious Over the Top Award for 2026. This recognition highlights InGroup International's outstanding production, sustained growth, and strong strategic alignment with Costa. Anthony Varvaro, COO and CFO of InGroup International, expressed gratitude for the award, emphasizing Costa's popularity among their member base. Priscilla Reyes, head of sales at Costa Cruises North America, commended InGroup for their partnership and contributions to Costa's success. Tatiana Wegzin, commercial partnerships manager at InCruises, accepted the award, emphasizing the shared focus on delivering value. InCruises, a brand of InGroup International, offers a subscription-based travel club with a wide range of travel options and a commitment to creating value for both members and travel partners. For more information, visit in.group and incruises.com.
Investor news breaks: TSX Fair, OTCQB FCHDF, Frankfurt Y4Y commences trading on OTCQB Venture Market. Fairchild Gold Corp., TSXQB FCHDF, Frankfurt Y, has started trading on the OTCQB Venture Market, a U.S. platform for emerging companies meeting high financial reporting standards. This move aims to enhance visibility and accessibility to U.S. investors, supporting long-term shareholder value. Fairchild focuses on mineral exploration and acquiring copper and gold assets in North America, with a particular focus on Nevada. The company also owns the Fairchild Lake property in Ontario. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investorshire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies to reach diverse industries and target markets effectively.
Lionheart Health, through Lionheart Ventures LLC, files patent for bioelectric platform to enhance peptide uptake and longevity therapies. Lionheart Health, Inc., via Lionheart Ventures, LLC, has filed a patent application for a bioelectric stimulation platform aimed at enhancing peptide uptake and effectiveness in oral, topical, and injectable delivery methods. This innovation addresses the challenge of translating peptide biology into real-world outcomes in biotech and longevity medicine. The platform targets key health span pathways, improving absorption and signaling efficiency for peptides like clotho, sirtuins, and more. Current delivery methods lose up to 99.9% of oral and topical peptides and 70% of IV delivery. By using bioelectric stimulation, early data shows up to 300% improvement in efficacy, potentially enabling lower doses with the same impact. Lionheart Health's expertise in clotho-based longevity research and patented technologies positions them as leaders in this field, with a focus on enhancing cellular environments to optimize peptide and protein activity.
ES Gold Corp, CSF, sees 2026 lining up to be the company's best year yet. ES Gold Corp, an exploration stage company committed to acquiring, exploring, and developing high-quality mineral properties worldwide, is going into 2026 strong. Recent success with a closed flow-through share private placement and progress on the Montauban project exploration has positioned the company for a promising year ahead. The completion of a comprehensive three-dimensional geological model on the Montauban property has revealed the potential for a significant gold, silver, and base metal district. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted this as a major milestone, signaling a bright future for ES Gold. Investors can find more updates on ESAUF in the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/SAUF. Investor news breaks. Sovis Sayup BR closes $2.0 million at-the-market private placement, Inc., a provider of next-generation alcohol monitoring and detection technology, has closed a $2.0 million at-the-market private placement. The placement included the issuance of 1,290,324 shares of common stock, generating gross proceeds before fees and expenses. The offering was priced at $1.55 per share, with associated warrants exercisable at $1.30 per share. H.C. Wainwright & Co. served as the exclusive placement agent, with Aegis Capital Corp. receiving a cash tail fee. The net proceeds from the offering are intended for working capital and general corporate purposes. SobriSafe's advanced transdermal technology enables real-time detection of alcohol through a user's skin, providing passive screening and monitoring solutions for various markets. To learn more, visit barsafe.com.
Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYS American, TMQ, preps high-grade Alaskan projects for rising mineral demand. Trilogy Metals, Inc. is preparing its high-grade Alaskan projects, Arctic and Bornite, for the rising demand for minerals. With a focus on responsible resource development and community partnership, Trilogy Metals is emerging as a key player in advancing the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Northwest Alaska. The global demand for copper and critical minerals, driven by clean energy technologies and modern infrastructure, is reshaping development priorities in the mining sector. Trilogy Metals is positioned to meet this demand with one of the most promising undeveloped copper districts in the United States. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/TMQ.
Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSQ, TMQ, preps high-grade Alaskan projects for rising mineral demand. Trilogy Metals, Inc. is preparing its high-grade Alaskan projects, Arctic and Bornite, for increased mineral demand. With a focus on responsible resource development and community partnerships, Trilogy Metals is emerging as a key player in the global surge for copper and critical minerals. The company's Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Northwest Alaska are strategically positioned to meet the growing need for ethically sourced metals. Through its joint venture with Ambler Metals LLC, Trilogy Metals is advancing one of the most promising undeveloped copper districts in the United States. Investors can find the latest news in the company's newsroom. For more information on Trilogy Metals and other mining news, visit miningnewswire.com.
Report shows renewables are triggering global reductions in power prices. Zero Carbon Analytics research shows that wind and solar energy are the most cost-effective options for electricity generation, with 9/10 of new renewable installations producing power at lower costs than fossil fuel plants. As renewables become more prominent in the energy mix, companies like GreenWave Technology Solutions, Inc., NAVI, are poised to benefit. GreenWave Technology Solutions is a sustainability-focused company that is part of the dynamic brand portfolio at IBN, which provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. To learn more, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.